In spite, however, of these advantages, there were serious drawbacks to my progress. Miss Sullivan could not spell out in my hand all that the books required, and it was very difficult to have textbooks embossed in time to be of use to me, although my friends in London and Philadelphia were willing to hasten the work. For a while, indeed, I had to copy my Latin in Braille, so that I could recite with the other girls. My instructor soon became sufficiently familiar with my imperfect speech to answer my questions readily and correct mistakes. I could not make notes in class or write exercises, but I wrote all my compositions and translations at home on my typewriter. Each day Miss Sullivan went to the classes with me and spelled into my hand with infinite patience all that the teachers said. In study hours she had to look up new words for me and read and re-read notes and books I did not have in raised print. The tedium of that work is hard to conceive. Frau Groth, my German teacher, and Mr. Gilman, the principal, were the only teachers in the school who learnt the finger alphabet to give me instruction. No one realized more fully than dear Frau Groth how slow and inadequate her spelling was. Nevertheless, in the goodness of her heart, she laboriously spelt out her instructions to me in special lessons twice a week to give Miss Sullivan a little rest. But, though everybody was kind and ready to help us, there was only one hand that could turn drudgery into pleasure. That year I finished arithmetic, reviewed my Latin grammar, and read three chapters of Caesar's Gallic War.